chapter 7. Likewise, this is instruction of the trespass offering. It is most set apart. In the place where they kill the burnt offering, shall they kill the trespass offering, and its blood shall he sprinkle round about upon the altar. And he shall offer of it all the fat there, the tail, and the fat that covers the innards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the lobe that is above the liver with the kidneys, he shall take away. And the Kohen shall burn there upon the altar for an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It is a trespass offering. Every male among the Kohanim shall eat there. It shall be eaten in the set-apart place. It is most set-apart. As a transgression offering is, so is the trespass offering. There is one instruction for them. The Kohen that makes atonement therewith shall have it, and the Kohen that offers any man's burnt offering, even the Kohen shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he has offered, and all the grain offering that is baked in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan, and in the pan shall be the Kohen's that offered it. And every grain offering mingled with oil and dry shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as such as another. And this is the instruction of the sacrifice of shalom offerings, which he shall offer to Yahweh. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving matzah, unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and matzah, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of the fine flour, fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened lachem, bread, with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his shalom offerings. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole sacrifice for a heave offering to Yahweh. And it shall be the Kohen's that sprinkles the blood of the shalom offerings. And if he shall offer one out of the whole sacrifice for a heave offering to Yahweh, and it shall be the Kohen's that sprinkles the blood of the shalom offerings, and the flesh of the sacrifice of his shalom offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offers his sacrifice, and the day after also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his shalom offerings be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed to him that offers it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eats of it shall bear his iniquity. And the flesh that touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burned with fire. As for the flesh, all that be clean shall eat it. But the soul that eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of shalom offerings that pertain to Yahweh, having his uncleanness upon him, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, the soul that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanness of man, or any unclean beast, or any abominable unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of shalom offerings which pertain to Yahweh, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, you shall eat no manner of fat of ox or of sheep or of goat. And the fat of the animal that dies of itself, and the fat of that which is torn by other animals, may be used in any other use, but you shall in no wise eat of it. For whosoever eats the fat of the animal of which men offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh, even the person that eats it shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, you shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of birds or of any animals in any of your dwellings. Whatsoever person it be that eats any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, he that offers a sacrifice of his shalom offerings to Yahweh shall bring his oblation to Yahweh of the sacrifice of his shalom offerings. His own hands shall bring the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, the fat with the breast shall he bring, that the breast may be weighed for a waved offering before Yahweh. And the Kohen shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons'. and the right thigh shall you give to the Kohen for a contribution offering of the sacrifices of your shalom offerings. He among the sons of Aaron that offers the blood of the shalom offerings and the fat shall have the right thigh for his part. For the right breast and the contribution thigh have I taken of the children of Israel from off the sacrifices of their shalom offerings and have given them to Aaron the Kohen and to his sons by a statute forever from among the children of Israel. This is a portion of the anointing of Aaron and of the anointing of his sons. Out of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire in the day when he presented them to minister to Yahweh in the Kohen's office, when Yahweh commanded to be given them of the children of Israel in the day that he anointed them by a statute forever throughout their generations. This is instruction of the burnt offering, of the grain offering, and of the transgression offering, and of the trespass offering, and of the consecrations, and of the sacrifice of the shalom offerings, which Yahweh commanded Musa in Mount Sinai in the day that he commanded the children of Israel to offer their offerings to Yahweh in the wilderness of Sinai. Note here that the temple had mainly offerings that were without chametz, without leaven, all year round. But there was times in the temple when chametz, leaven was allowed. So the temple was without leaven all year round except two times. This was when a tudah offering was given for thanksgiving, in which 40 loaves of bread were brought, out of which 10 were with chametz and the other 30 without chametz. The only other time it was allowed to be chametz when two loaves were brought during Pentecost, Shavuot, the time of the giving of Torah, the remembrance of it, and these two were allowed to be chametz. And note also that one other very pertinent factor that is mentioned in this particular verse. And that it speaks about bringing an offering. And it talks about that the offering needs to be eaten until morning. And it cannot be allowed to stand beyond the morning, which indicates to us in the Torah that our days were never sunset to sunset days. We had days beginning sunrise and they ended before the next sunrise. This is a very important point and a very relevant to our day, because today most people follow the tradition of sunset to sunset days, which were inaugurated before the destruction of the Second Temple. The other question is, when were the tudah, or the thank you offerings, brought to the temple? And the answer to that is, when a person did a long journey, or was perhaps freed from prison, or perhaps recovered from a severe illness, it was at that point that a tudah offering was brought, with the one mentioned, with a mixture of leavened and unleavened cakes. End note.